Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, should be some music playing. I'm going to have issues tonight.
Oh, Lord.
There we go. The computer, the internet's acting off. All right. Oh, well, we'll just start the show. they might start in the middle with us over here. So, but anyway, welcome to Block Talk Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'm here with Mr. Virgil tonight. And we are glad that you joined us and everything on this Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? It's Wednesday, Tuesday night. And everything. I know we're having primary elections from all over, and I just heard West Virginia and Indiana turned red and everything, so congratulations to them out there. Our primaries are tonight as well, so I don't know what the results are here. So, but anyway, Mr. Ritter, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, this is getting better and better by the day. It's great. I mean, everything we've said, you know, people are waking up. People are waking up. They're taking the blinders off. I mean, we're getting back to where we were as America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we get California to go red,
I predict that it will too. And I have high hopes that it probably will, from what I've been reading all day today and everything. You know, and everything. Those people are sick and tired. They're tired of what Governor Brown's doing over there. They're sick and tired of what the Democrats are doing to that poor state and all the homeless that's going on over there, drugs and everything else. You know.
It's not only that. It's all of this that's coming out. First the dossier, then a high price hooker, porn star, stripper, whoever. Okay, then you've got all of this allegations of this, allegations of that. You know, I mean, like I said before, Robert Mueller, he's the best campaign manager Trump could ever have.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Everything he's producing points to the Democrats. And now they're really flipping out. They are flipping the fuck out. They are about to lose their mind.
Especially after the deal done today with Iran, pulling out of the Iran deal, which is really going to kill them because that's where they're getting other kickbacks and stuff from. And he's cutting the serpent's head off real slowly and torturing him. You know,
that's how I look at it.
It's called
breaking it off in their ass is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a real good job of it.
I was reading
some of the comments on Facebook about it on a libtard page, socialist page. And they're just, I mean, you know, the snowflakes are just melting.
Oh, they are here too. I've been called every name in the book, you know, but it's like, you know, who's the one melting down? It sure ain't me. I'm jumping up and down right now because this was a bad deal to begin with. You know, and it's like if you're supporting Iran, then you're supporting terrorists because they supply the terrorists, they supply ISIS, they supply all these other terrorist activities that goes on.
Well, The thing is, too, is Trump is going to double down on the sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling all these other countries, if you so much as buy a pair of shoes that's made in Iran, you're not going to do business here in the States anymore. I mean, your days of using the United States are over with. Because
No more free handouts.
That's right.
Netanyahu
must be doing handstands right now because of this.
He is, but I know they're watching their backs, too, because Iran has already made threats. And I saw reports earlier where they already launched 3 missiles down towards Iran, I mean, towards Israel, but they were able to intercept them. And I think 9 people were killed in the process and stuff. So, and they were making good on their threats. This is how crazy Iran is, but yet these liberals and Democrats are wanting to supply them with nuclear arms.
Well, they're trying to do like Saddam Hussein did during the first Gulf War. They're trying to destabilize the Middle East because if Israel crosses the border, goes into Egypt, Syria, goes anywhere into Iraq or wherever, that is going to violate the Israeli-Arab peace accord.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be justified in all jumping up on Israel. And it ain't going to be Iran that fires the first nuclear weapon. If they threaten Israel again, Israel has a nuclear weapon. They say they don't, but they do. And they're not afraid to use it.
Mm-hmm.
They almost used it in the Six-Day War.
Right.
In the arms of the war.
Well, that's like me.
But they managed to push them back.
Right. That's like me and a few others were talking on Twitter earlier is that, you know, if Iran went to war with Israel, they wouldn't last 3 days. Not even, it's even that, you know. And because they're pretty powerful in the military right now, you know.
Well, they have, if not the best air force in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have. I mean, their pilots train constantly, not only train but actual combat shooting drones down. I mean, they are the shit when it comes to the Air Force.
Oh, exactly.
Now,
we're gonna have to
watch out for the Persian Gulf because of those damn Iranian gunboats.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's true, and you know, and I got to talk to a couple of the Israeli soldiers back a year ago, and invited one of them on the show, and she was a colonel, she was a female soldier, and she was one of the fighter pilots, and stuff. But we never heard back from her, but she was supposed to have been a guest on our show, and stuff. So you know, they are tops. I mean, next to us, they're tops. And everything, you know. So, but you know, and I gotta tell you, I was reading some of Obama's comments. Obama's butt hurt right now. He was so hurt that
it's like
it's funny, you know. But it's like this one guy was telling me, he was like, man, Trump sure has played a deadly game of chess. So yeah, but he's winning though. You know, so, but it's all being used, you know. But also, go ahead.
You see, what's got them real scared is you can get up on a podium, behind a podium, and say you're running for office. You can say you're going to do this. You can say you're going to do that. Okay? Most people take it as a bunch of bullshit. He is doing everything he said in his campaign. What he has not done is being blocked by the rhinos and the socialists in the Congress and Senate. But that's fixing
right.
to change. That is fixing to change. If California goes red, that's it. That is it for the Democrats.
And that's why,
Might as well load up on a ship, Obama, his boyfriend, their adopted children, Chuck Schumer, the whole crew, and just sail and go set up in Kenya. They're over and they're done with.
Right, right, you know. And Robert Mueller with him. And so, you know, it's the thing. The thing is that I've been keeping up with this. Is that Robert Mueller, you know, we all know that this is a phony investigation and stuff. And Trump called him out on it the other day and asked him for some handwritten, a handwritten letter with questions and everything so it could be fair. He wanted Mueller to be fair with it when it comes to the questions. Well, Mueller rejected the request. Why is that? Because Mueller has something to hide. He knows that it's not going to be fair.
Well, you see,
you know,
Mueller is he thinks he's talking the walk now. He's got an arrogance problem. He thinks he's above anything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But there is going to come a day where. And it's going to be soon where they're going to call Mueller in and they're going to say, okay, you have spent X amount, billions of dollars on this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, show us some results. Show us some evidence in order to continue this investigation. Or
well,
we're going
speaking
to
of that, well, speaking of that, two federal judges have already called him out on it. And from the Supreme Court, they've called Mueller out already. They told him he's got a certain amount and length of time to produce evidence, just like you said. If he doesn't produce it, it's closed. And to top it off, the big surprise that caught Mueller off guard was, you remember those 13 Russians that he indicted?
Right.
They called him out. They said, okay, you want us to come out? We're coming. Bring us the evidence first. He hasn't produced no evidence.
it's all a dog and pony show. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
Exactly.
Plain and simple.
So, and we all know that Mueller is working with Obama because him and Obama were close buddy buddies, just like him and John Kerry and McCain are, you know, and everything. So, and who's pulling Mueller's string is possibly Obama, the Clintons, you know, and the higher ups.
It's everybody that has an umbilical cord to the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're afraid of. They're afraid of losing their power within the establishment.
That was the worst thing
Trump could have said in his inauguration speech, that he was giving the country back to the people. That was the worst thing he could have said when it comes to Democrats, when it comes to career politicians. Okay? They want to tell you what to think. They want to tell you what you can do. They want to tell you that we're going to take some things away from you for your own good and all of this bullshit and everything else and come up with all kind of stupidity to try and blow smoke up your ass, false flags, all of this. And Trump just said, no more. We're not doing it anymore. We're not doing it anymore. It's not going to be business as usual. He is completely outside of the box. He is outside of the box. 100% on everything he does, and it's got him scared shitless.
Yep.
It's got him scared shitless. Just like if you take heroin away from a fucking junkie that's got to shoot up three times a day, you take power and control away from politicians that go through withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing right now. They're tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
They're tweaking.
Mm-hmm. Badly. Very badly, you know. And,
oh,
you know, what he's doing, and what he's doing, too, and I'm sure they're starting to see through it, he's cutting all these little kickbacks that they're getting. He's cutting their heart out, basically, you know.
Oh, yeah. When you go to fucking with somebody's money, they're going to get pissed.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it's our money, the people's money, the taxpayers' money, you know. And that's what he's doing. You know, what was it, $150 billion they sent over there to Iran that was worthless? A worthless deal? You know?
Well, the thing is, that money there, what he sent back, that was the money that President Carter froze in the banks
mm-hmm.
during the Iran hostage crisis.
Mm.
Okay, when they took over when they overran the American embassy, we've
mm-hmm.
been holding that money for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
The people, they're still fighting in court to get their money. They sued the country, the hostages and all. Some of them are dead. Some of them got
mm-hmm.
their money. Some of them didn't. But
yep.
that was technically the Shah of Iran's money.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it was.
Okay.
You know, a while back, right after all of that took place and the hostage crisis was resolved after Reagan got in, there was a lot of counterfeit $100 bills. Floats
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden started floating around America.
Uh-huh.
And come to realize, they found out that some kind of way, the Iranians got a hold of an American printing press out of the U.S. Mint. How they've got it, we have yet to figure out. But as far as we know, the CIA gave it to the Shah of Iran. I don't know for what reason. But I guess to print money up for the CIA or whatever. But they still have an American printing press that came from the U.S. Mint to print U.S. money.
Okay, see, that I didn't know about.
But they don't have the formula. You see,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people think that American money is printed on paper. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not printed on money, and
mm-hmm.
paper. It's printed on cloth fibers.
Mm-hmm.
It's printed on special type. It's printed on a special type of texture, and it has clothing fibers in it.
Mm-hmm.
They shred clothes and they mix it.
Right. That's what the newspapers use to print their papers on as well. The same thing, isn't it?
No. A printing press for money is an entirely different apparatus. It is a very, very precision apparatus. A newspaper
printing machine
is in no way in comparison to a mint printing press.
Okay.
I got you.
So anyway, you know, and the thing with Mueller is that, you know, he's going to keep dragging this on and on and on, you know, and he's exhausted. I think what Trump's trying to do is wear him out.
Well, the thing is,
you know,
he's got to find something. He's got to find, he's on the clothesline. He's at the point
mm-hmm.
of no return. He's got
mm-hmm.
to find something, or his entire career and everything, because
mm-hmm.
if he doesn't produce anything and he spent all his money, somebody's going to want their money back. I know I want
mm-hmm.
my money back.
Same here.
I want my money back.
So does 65 other million Americans, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just ironic how this has carried on so long. And, you know, and it's like, you know, bringing Stormy Daniels out. We know that was planned, you know, and other things that was, you know, going after Trump's attorney, Mr. Cohen, you know, and everything. There was no sense in him going, and it had nothing to do with the Russian collusion, you know, going after Trump's attorney like that.
No, it didn't. It was just an act of desperation. He was trying
mm-hmm.
to find something. He rolled the dice, and he didn't find a damn thing. And he's
mm-hmm.
not going to find a damn thing. You cannot
mm-hmm.
find something that is not there unless you invent it yourself, just like the bullshit dossier. Everything
exactly.
they have come up with has either been verbal fabrication or physically fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
They have come up with nothing substantial. They haven't even come up with probable cause.
Nope.
It's all a bunch of bullshit. It's all a bunch of made up hype.
And to me, and I have to agree with everybody else, you know, what it is just a trap, an impeachment trap. That's why they called in Hillary Clinton's or Terry Clinton. That's why they called in Bill Clinton's former impeachment attorney about a week ago to come in with Mueller as a trap. You know, he's the one.
They can scream impeachment mm-hmm. all they want. That does not remove a president.
Oh, exactly.
Bill Clinton,
I mean, he has. Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton is proof of that. He was impeached.
Mm-hmm.
He was
he
impeached.
Got caught. He got caught getting a blowjob.
what they're going by is to say, oh, well, Nixon was impeached and that got him out of office. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon was not impeached. He was up to be impeached, but he
mm-hmm.
resigned before he was impeached.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that
exactly.
is what, you know, and it's a misconception, you know, that Nixon got impeached. He did not get impeached.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to bring up that, okay, you want to bring up impeachment proceedings and all of this against Trump, what about indictments for illegal wiretaps?
By Obama.
I mean, That was the reason for the impeachment proceedings
mm-hmm.
to take place against Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't hear anything about that. They don't want to talk
right.
about that.
Well, they try to pull the same thing with Trump by wiretapping his tower and everything illegally, of course, and it backfired in their faces.
Well,
you know?
Yes. Yes. You know, it's just like the IRS, that tyrannical organization right there, that entity, that terrorist entity, when they were auditing the certain right-wing political groups, trying to shut them down and everything, and they got caught doing it, and the next thing you know, the woman that's doing it is making all kind of speeches about, yeah, we found this, we found that, blah, 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 blah. Then when she gets in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee, oh, she pleads
uh-huh.
the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
She pleads the Fifth Amendment, just like Loretta Lynch. What did you and former President Clinton talk about on the plane? I plead the fifth. 72 times. 72 fucking times this bitch pled the Fifth Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but these are the same people that say the Constitution is outdated. It's obsolete. Yeah, it's obsolete till you need it to save your fucking ass.
And it doesn't fit their agenda, you know, and stuff. And it's like, too, you know, that's why the Democrats, they need to stop the thing, too. You know, a lot of states want to go red, basically, too, because they want to come in and confiscate our guns, you know, and everything. And it's like, that's going to turn against them as well, you know, and everything. In fact, I was reading some stuff today where, you know, that's going to cost the Democrats a lot of votes. And I'm hoping it's the same thing here in New Mexico. New Mexico hasn't been red in 35 years, you know.
In 86, they haven't learned their lesson. In 86, when Hillary Clinton and Dianne Feinstein pushed that James Brady bill, okay, mm-hmm. James Brady was not shot. Excuse me. James Brady was not shot with the so-called, I hate saying this, but it's used so much, assault rifle, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot with a .22 revolver.
Mm-hmm.
But they pushed the Brady bill. They pushed this. Mm-hmm. They pushed that. They got a 10-year ban moratorium on all military-style civilian weapons. You couldn't have this, you couldn't have that on them, blah, 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 blah. Bunch of bullshit. Every senator, every congressman that passed this legislation and had Bill Clinton sign it into law, they lost their jobs. They were voted out.
Yep, yep. And that's what's going to happen in these primaries, too. So, and, you know, and everything. And I see it happening. You know, we're already seeing two states go red already. If we get a third one to go red, hey, we got it made. If we get Ohio to turn red, we got it made. You know?
It's not only this. It's not only that, Joseph, but it's all of these states and local municipalities passing these bullshit gun restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Total infringement on a person's Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you live in New York. I don't care if you live in California. If you're part of the United States, you have Second Amendment rights. If you look up Miller versus United States, the Supreme Court of the United States in 1939, I believe it was, between 1937 and 1939, okay, ruled. They ruled against Miller because Miller was in possession of a sawed-off double-barrel shotgun.
Oh, yeah, I remember reading about that, yep.
Under 19 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
The Supreme Court ruled that since sawed-off double-barrel shotguns under 19 inches were not used by the militia in combat, it was not his Second Amendment right to possess that weapon.
Right.
So
I remember that.
You used your own interpretation of that.
Mm-hmm.
If an M4 rifle is used in combat, then the American citizen, according to the Supreme Court, has the right to possess and own an M4 rifle.
Right.
But under the 86 Gun Control Act, under the Brady Bill, they removed the right of American citizens to own fully automatic weapons prior to 1986. If you had one that you bought 1986 or before, you were grandfathered in. You could keep it and just keep your check stamp. But now, if the firearm is fully automatic and it was manufactured after 1986, it can only be sold to law enforcement or the military.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of BS. You know, I mean, you have got to jump through many a hoop to get a fully automatic weapon nowadays. And if you try to buy one, you know, I mean, it's grandfathered in. If you try to buy a Vietnam-era M16 fully automatic rifle, let me tell you something. You're going to pay about $25,000 for it.
Right.
And it's probably going to be worn out shit.
And if you go to the black market, you're going to pay even twice as much.
Well, if you have the knowledge, and enough, you know, if you can work with tools well enough, sure, you can do expensive, extensive, and illegal modifications to an AR-15 to make it fully automatic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but the thing is, you know, you would be breaking the law. But but according to the Supreme Court, you have the right to own it. Now, should American citizens be allowed to purchase fully automatic weapons if they can pass them? If they can pass the licensing, I mean, it costs $200 to register them, and the ATF has to approve the purchase and sale of it. And believe you me, it's a one-time deal. You better have your paperwork in order. One-time deal. If you get shot down, don't try to get another tax stamp. Don't try to do it.
Because it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not. If they turn you down for any reason, that's it. You are permanently disbarred. You are permanently blackballed in the system.
Yep. Yeah, now they're making it even tougher. Well, now they're going to make it even tougher. If you're a marijuana card holder, you won't be able to buy again, period. You know, and stuff. But anyway,
well
you know.
There's pros and cons to that too, Joseph, okay?
Yeah.
All right, now, I don't have any problem with a person that wants to smoke marijuana. I have no problem. I have no problem. Okay, if you're going to do that, then anyone who has a DUI or DWI conviction on their record, all right, public drunkenness, they should be not eligible to own a firearm either. You know,
that and road rage. That road rage should fall right along in there.
I mean, the only danger I see, you know, with people that smoke marijuana, the only problem I have with them is, you know, they smoke marijuana, they go in the kitchen, they fix them a sandwich, and then they forgot where they put it. Other than that, I've never heard of anyone who has walked into a bank or a convenience store or a school or whatever, anything, and smoked a joint and went shooting people.
Right.
You know, there are certain things, you know, that just, you know, there's pros and cons to that, that there is an argument there.
Mm-hmm.
And my vote is this. If you smoke marijuana, okay, if you're a marijuana user, okay, you cannot possess the firearm in the vehicle, you know,
while you're
if you
high.
Have marijuana or while you're high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it remains in the confines of your home and you're using it for self-defense or you're going to the range or whatever, you know, so be it. But if you're high as a hippie on a helicopter ride, no, you don't need to have a firearm. Just like somebody who's drunk does not need a firearm.
Exactly, and I can see the logic in that. You know, because it's like, you know, if you're going to be high as a cat, you don't want to be out there with a gun and shooting some innocent person or a child with it. You know. and everything.
Well,
and
both when you're accident, most of your shootings in that area happen to self-inflicted gunshot wounds.
Right.
You know, they don't pay attention to what they're doing. They don't pay attention to gun safety. And, and they tend to lose focus. And, yes, you do have accidental discharges and things like this. You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're cleaning your gun. Because I've had it happen to me. I was cleaning my gun, and that thing, damn thing went off. So I thought I discharged all the bullets out, and I didn't. You know?
Well, it scared
the living shit out of me.
Yeah, it scared the living shit out of me when it happened to me, too. You have to be careful with firearms. You really have to be careful. And, you know, like the issue with teachers being armed in the public schools, I'm all for that. But do you want a teacher shooting a .44 Magnum down the hallway of a school? No, you don't. Because what you have there is you have a hand cannon that is capable of going through a person, through a wall, and hitting either another teacher or a child. You know, it has to be to a limited caliber and to a certain type of ammunition. You do not want to shoot. I get questions about this all the time. You know, about what round should I use in home defense? You know, and I ask them, where do you live? Do you live in a subdivision, live in a trailer park, whatever? Oh, I live in an apartment. Okay. What you want, if you live in an apartment, you want what I feel is the best self-defense round on the market today, which is a RIP round, RIP round. Because it's not full metal jacket rounds are through and through rounds. They're supposed to be designed to make the same hole exiting as they do when they enter, but they don't work that way. But they can go through a person, through a wall, and hit another person.
Right.
Shotgun is okay if it's at a certain range to where all the pellets are going to hit the target. You don't want pellets going through a window out in the street. You know?
Because once they eject, because they do travel, and they can hit somebody, you know, an innocent bystander, you know, and stuff like that. It's like a catch-22 in some ways, you know. But with the gun control laws, though, this also hurt the Democrats very badly. They don't know it, but it really has.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
People in America are very simple. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're very simple. They want to practice their religion. They want lower taxes. Mm-hmm. And they want to keep their guns.
Mm-hmm.
You give them that, they're happy. They're happy. When you talk about taking people's guns, with the criminal element that we have in this country, instead of coming into this country, son, you're stepping on a lot of toes.
Yep.
You're stepping on a lot of toes. And especially with the tyranny that we had to put up with the past administration, the bullshit they were pulling. I mean,
exactly.
We
had no idea if those idiot Muslims were going to attack us or what. We had no idea, you know, when it was going to happen or if it was going to happen. And even then, they were talking about taking their guns. This is the reason we don't let them take it away for that purpose, for self-defense, you know.
Well, you're not going, just like you're not going to deport 11 million illegals in this country. You'll get a good fair percentage of them, but you're not going to get all of them. You're not going to take 300 million firearms from the American people. You may get a few, but you're gonna get people killed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're wearing a badge or not. You talk mm-hmm. about come and take somebody's guns away, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to say, okay, I'll give you one bullet at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be very bad. You talk about kicking people's doors in and things like this. Okay, we're coming mm-hmm. to take your guns. You're talking about World War III.
Mm-hmm. And violation of somebody's, you know, going to somebody's house at night, especially, that's a bad idea, you know, and everything. So, and you don't want to do that. And, you know, that's one of the things that you know, with Robert Mueller and all of them, you know, they've been trying to push this agenda with gun control laws and immigration laws. That, you know, and the American people, they're fed up with it. And this is a very exact tools that's going to destroy them because they don't care. They just care about those illegals and those illegal votes, and we all know it. Everybody sees it and knows it.
You well, know? The main one is Dianne Feinstein. That is the main one right there.
Mm-hmm. I think she'll be out of office this term.
Get that bitch out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Strap her ass to a fucking rocket and shoot her to the outer end of fucking Alpha Centauri. Do something with this bitch.
Right. And everything. So, but anyway, we do got to go on a break and everything. And I'm hoping I still got a little bit of computer issues. I really don't know what's going on, but it's kind of sluggish. So I hope I can get some music on here. If not, we'll come back. But, you know, and you guys like, caller number is 917-889-3890 if you'd like to call in. And if you want to talk about the elections in your state, let us know what's going on. We'd love to hear from you on that and everything. And, again, I want to do a special shout-out to all my Twitter friends that are listening in, that's joined in and everything. I welcome you. And don't be shy. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to try to play some music, and we'll be back here in about 17 minutes. Hang in there, Virgil.
Uh-huh.
Let's even get it going.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Turned around.
welcome back to Resistance Radio Live. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'm here tonight with Mr. Virgil, where we're talking about the Mueller files and the Iran deal. And I tell you what, today was a good day. And so we got primaries going on across the state today and everything. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 917-889-3890. We'd love to hear you. And I'd like to do is push a shout out to Hurricane Ann, who's listening in, and to my fans on Twitter that's joined in. I'd like to say hello to Truth Talker out there, to Miss Brenda, and Truth Seeker, and everybody else out there that's my supporters and Facebook friends and family out there. So welcome back, Virgil. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing okay.
Well, I hear you. I feel like I'm kind of dragging today. I had a busy, busy day today. So,
okay, yeah,
like,
I'm feeling like I'm dragging too. I just drove 500 miles and I got another 200 to go to get to where I'm supposed to go. I hope I got enough time to get there after the show so I can offload in the morning.
Well, I was thinking we can knock off a little bit early here, about 20 minutes early. And everything, and then I think we just about talked everything out and everything and stuff. But I gotta tell you, man, that I've had a lot of good compliments. Everybody's like, man, you guys have been right on with everything, and have we pinpointed stuff? And this is what we do: we bring out the facts. We bring it on the air, and bam, it happens the next day, you know, and everything.
Yes,
so
that's
sometimes,
the key word. That's the key word: facts. Facts. We deal
facts.
With facts. We do not
and
deal with fantasy land, rectal recovery, opinions, stuff pulled out of our ass. We deal with facts. We deal with facts. We deal with reality.
Sometimes we get caught by surprises because it's out within the hour after we air it. You know, that just happens that way sometimes, you know, but that's what you call real news reporting and stuff, you know. But anyway, you know, we'll talk a little bit about John Kerry and what he did. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm looking at the possibility that he's going to be tried and possibly sent to federal prison because of the him sneaking over to Iran and everything. And he's not even a Secretary of State. He's a private citizen, which is totally
illegal. All of this is on the back burner right now, Joseph, because of the midterm elections.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is, you know, it's a hairy situation. All
mm-hmm.
of this is on the back burner. But after the midterm elections, watch all hell break loose.
Mm-hmm.
Watch all mm-hmm. hell break loose.
Exactly. And it's like
that
saying.
After the midterm elections, Mueller is going to go run for the hills and hide.
Yep,
just like with a bunch of them.
Right. And I had a friend of mine on Twitter that had tweeted me a while ago and was asking me if this was such a good idea to pull out of the Iran deal. And yes, it is, because, you know, it's basically this. And he also asked how come the UN didn't get involved. It's basically we don't want the United Nations involved in anything. We've been trying to pull out of the United Nations, keeping them in the closet where they belong. And the Iran deal was totally a bogus deal in the beginning, and stuff which should have never happened in the first place. And I was talking about this with my roommate earlier, and I'm thinking right along the line. I don't know if you agree with me, Virgil, and anybody else out there, but you know, you remember when those two nuclear warheads that went missing about 8 years ago and everything. And I'm thinking that Obama and Iran, these nuclear rockets that went missing.
I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it one bit because, okay, they're saying, Obama's saying, okay, under the deal that we have, it is impossible for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Now they're
mm-hmm.
screaming, oh, you're going to pull out of the deal. It's going to start a nuclear war. Well, let me ask mm-hmm. you this, motherfucker. How can you shoot off what you're not supposed to have, what you're claiming they don't have, unless
mm-hmm.
they do have it? And if
mm-hmm.
they do have it and you're saying that, then you know about it and you know that the deal was bullshit.
Exactly. And it's like, too, you know, now hearing news within the past hour or so that they've been threatening Israel and actually shooting rockets over there in Israel and stuff. You know, everybody's trying to keep an eye on Damascus because that's where most of the actual world shit's going to go down at. We've been saying this for years. And that's because that's where the Israel border is at, right there behind Damascus, or however you pronounce it. And it's like,
Damascus.
You know,
Damascus.
Yeah, Damascus. Yeah. And everything. So, you know, Iran, let me tell you, and I'm going to explain this. Iran supports ISIS. Iran funds all these terrorists. You know, and all these terrorist organizations, SAR. That's where it all ties into.
Well, these are people that are unschooled. They're unschooled.
Uh-huh.
They're religious fanatics. For one thing, you know, I mean, they just arbitrarily in the streets execute women and I mean, they do all kind of atrocities to people and all in the name of Islam, all in the name of Islam. They're supposed to be a religion of peace and tolerance. My ass. You know, they're a bunch of unschooled fanatics.
They're demons.
I mean,
they're actually demons.
Crazy. They're crazy.
Right. They're demons. And it's like Trump said today, you know, the Iranian people themselves deserve the freedom like we have here. That's why he did what he did over there. And because they're trying to rebel against Islam over there, you know, and stuff in Iran. And those Iranian people there, they're trying to regain their country back. And,
I met and worked with a few Iranians back in the day when the hostage crisis took place. They were here in the United States, and they were young men, and they were ordered to come back to Iran when the Iran-Iraq war broke loose. And they said, kiss our ass. We're not going back. We're not getting involved in that. The Ayatollah Khomeini is a nutcase. We don't want any part of it. And these guys, one of them I know really good. He lives in Prairieville, Louisiana. His name's Saad. He's more American than the Americans that were born here.
I know a few that are like that.
A while back, they tried to deport him. And he stated his case why he couldn't go back to his country or whatever because he'd be executed. They killed his brother. His brother publicly professed to be a Christian in Saudi Arabia, and they killed him. They murdered him. So he's legitimate political religious persecution, him. So he's going to be allowed to stay in the United States. But he is a 100%, I'd like to get him on the show because he is an expert on Islam. He will tell you the ins and outs, the lies,
you know what?
The myths, the fabrications of Islam.
He can tell everybody everything. You should set that up and we can bring him on the show.
On Islam. And he hates Islam. He hates him. He hates him.
We should have him on the show and set it up and bring him on and let him do that because another eye-opener that we need, you know. And it's like I was telling all these idiots today, you know, if you're mad at the president for doing what he did, then you're supporting terrorists, you know. If you're mad about Iranian losing their deal and everything, you're supporting terrorists. You're not supporting America.
Joseph, they aren't smart enough to support anybody. The people that you're talking about, they're not smart enough to support anybody because in order to be smart, you have to have a train of thought. And when you let other people think for you, you do not have a train of thought. You are a zombie. You are a robot. You are a trained animal. Sit, stay, roll over, beg, lick the dog shit off my boots. You know, I mean, these are people that are so brainwashed and embedded within the establishment that depend on the establishment for everything. For everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
I agree.
I guarantee you, like I said last night on the show, you get these college students, they get up and they wanna speak out, and you know, which I'm all in favor of freedom of speech. But if you're gonna talk about something you know something about. You know.
Right.
You haven't been anywhere but your parents' house and the college dorm. And maybe Daytona Beach or spring break. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the classroom. So you're gonna tell me, a person who has been to four different countries in this world, a combat veteran, you're gonna tell me what the world is really like. You're gonna talk to me like you know it all. Okay, if you know it all, if you know everything, what the fuck are you doing in college learning? What are you learning
right.
in college if you know everything?
Right.
You don't
exactly.
know shit.
That's a good point.
You don't
yeah,
know
you know,
shit.
And a lot of them think they do, and they don't. And these brainwashed liberals are the same way. They think, you know, there's, I don't know what they think, but it's like they're disgusting.
Well,
it's like, you know, it's really disgusting to me.
All
you
got to do, Joseph, all you got to do, I'm going to tell you this right now. If President Trump wanted everybody, Republicans and Democrats, to follow behind him and be behind everything he wants, all he's got to do is say one word. Free.
Mm-hmm.
You put the word free in front of anything, and you have 20 billion people lining up to kiss your ass.
Yep, pretty much.
And
that's socialism.
That's exactly what these Democrats do.
Mm-hmm.
Free money, free housing, free health care, free this, free that, free that, free that, free that. But nobody has the intelligence to ask the question. Okay?
What's behind it? What's the
catch? Then how are the people that are manufacturing something or producing these services to you, how are they getting paid if this is free?
Mm-hmm.
How are they getting paid? There's an old saying. Democrats run a good game until they run out of other people's money to spend.
Yep. Pretty much. And, you know, and they pretty much run out of money because right now they got nothing to fight with. You know, and everything. But it's ironic. But it's like, you know, if they would allow us to spank our kids, we wouldn't have this screwed up nation that we have now.
it's not a matter of spanking the kids. It's a matter of letting the parents raise the kids instead of these sports figures and rap stars and movie stars and all of this. You know, the kids see they watch these videos and they see the money. And they see the drugs and the gold chains and the cars and the girls and all that. And they think this is reality.
Yep.
They think this
you
is
know,
reality.
That's what, I'm glad you brought that up because you know that's what trapped my son into the situation that he's in now. Exactly because of what you said right there. And I brought my son up way better than that. But he got trapped into it, you know, by listening to the rap, the money, the girls. He wanted to be a big old rap star, this and that. Well, you know my situation, what I'm going through now, and everything, you know. But this is, and you're right. This is what happens. I agree with you 100%.
The thing with the rap music is this. Okay, whatever it is, JJ Be Cool or whatever, or Busta Rhymes or whatever. Okay, they come out with a song you can't understand not one fucking word.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of a computerized beat,
yeah,
or somebody else's song that's stolen and deformed into a rap song. Okay, It goes platinum 1 week. The next week, you don't hear nothing from them. Nothing
right.
from them. Look at Eminem. Eminem is washed up. He's so washed up that his only out, his only fame is bashing Trump.
Yep.
The same way with Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. The same thing with him. He's so washed up.
That, if it wouldn't be for that, they wouldn't have their fucking names anywhere.
Exactly. And that's how the industry works, you know, and stuff. Well, look at these Hollywood liberals that are coming out, you know, these pedos and all that. They're dropping, falling out like flies and getting caught, you know, and everything. That's the same thing. But, you know, the Democrats have used them all up, so they can't use them anymore. Look at Stormy Daniels. They used her so much that she finally confessed.
Well, that's why they went and got this this David Hogg.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they get slipped to this David Hogg. But that was fucked up because he contradicted his story so many times. He got caught
mm-hmm.
lying, and now he's trying to say that the NRA is afraid of him because his movement is gaining momentum. Which it's not. The NRA convention in Dallas, they had maybe 20 protesters.
Uh-huh.
20 protesters. The media
yeah,
made it
that.
Sound like they had hundreds of thousands of them.
Mm-hmm. I'd like for him to go up to Oliver North and say that he's afraid of him.
You know.
Because Oliver North is 60
years old. I would just like to see him participate in one debate. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you have high school kids that have challenged him to a debate, to a public debate.
Mm-hmm.
He won't even debate people in his own realm.
Oh, I invited him on the show. They turned it down. I invited him on our radio show. And he turned it down. And the reason why I know he turned it down because he never responded back. You know, but that's just the way he is because he's a fake. He's a fraud.
He's a fake. He's a fraud. He's a phony. He's nothing but another lapdog of the anti-American socialist movement.
Yep.
Look at the little buzz
mm-hmm.
cut bitch. You don't see her no more.
Nope.
You don't see her
but
no
hey,
more. She done disappeared.
But hey, look
there.
At it this way. Look at it this way, though, Virgil. He's the top seller for the NRA because, man, ever since he's gotten into picture, their sell prices and everything has skyrocketed right off the roof.
Oh, that membership has gone through the roof. I mean, and when I saw that, that's when I knew that come these midterm elections, the Democrats, their days are numbered.
Yep, they're out and everywhere. I think there's a blue wave coming, but nope, there's a red storm coming. So, Storm, you better move, watch yourself because there's a red storm cloud coming her way. You know? But anyway,
Stormy Daniels is going to disappear from the United States. She's going to go do some acts in Europe or wherever or whatever. And you're not going to hear any more from that skank.
Nope. They don't hear any more from these other women that accuse Trump and these other accusers that accuse these governors and stuff that are running. You don't hear nothing from them. But wait for the main primary elections. They'll show up.
Well, I tell you what. Alabama candidate Judge Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He's got him shit right now. That attorney that represented those women in Alabama.
Uh-huh.
She's on the hot seat. She's on the hot seat.
Yep.
She's on the defensive
yep.
really bad. She's
yep.
trying to wiggle her way out of representing these women. You know, you got us into this. You know, now we're being sued, and she's trying to back out of it.
Yep, and he ain't gonna
let her.
So that's why you don't see any more of these slanders come up
like they do. You can't. You see, lawyers cannot take a take up a case for somebody and then say all of a sudden, oh, well, I don't want to handle this anymore. No, mm-hmm. Once you take a case and you want to represent somebody, you have to have a very good reason, and you have to go before the court and ask to be recused from the case. If you don't
exactly.
do that and you don't do your job, you can lose your license to practice law. Forever.
And she'll lose, yep, and she'll lose her license eventually because that's what they're pushing for, you know, and everything. So, but everything they've done, it's blown up in their faces, you know. But I'm looking for some kind of dirt to come up on the main primaries coming up pretty soon. I've seen it here in New Mexico a little bit, but not as bad, you know, and stuff. But no accusations yet. But,
well, they've used up
for,
everything. They've used
mm-hmm.
up everything.
Mm-hmm.
They've used up everything.
Exactly.
that, you know, I mean, it's just you're looking at a real live version of the little boy that cried wolf.
Yep.
You're looking at the realistic American version of the boy that cried wolf. And we all know that story. We all know that fairy tale.
And yep, and we know how it's coming out, you know, and everything. So,
yeah.
But anyway, you know, I'm going to go ahead, Virgil. I was just sitting here thinking we'll go ahead and close the show a little bit early since you got to get back on the road. And I actually forgot that I got to take my stepson to work here in a while, and everything.
Okay.
And we'll be back on the air Friday. We'll do it Thursday. We'll be back on the air Thursday. Take a break tomorrow. And everything.
Okay.
So,
let me see if I can squeeze out of this blocking. I've been blocked in pretty good here.
But anyway, guys, we thank our audience that's tuned in. I know everybody's listening and a little bit shy to call in and stuff because I've been told that. But, you know, don't be shy. Call in and everything. So we are going to close, and I will look forward to seeing you all Thursday night, 8 o'clock. 10 o'clock Mountain Central Pacific Time, and we'll have Virgil here with us again. And Virgil, you be safe on the road out there.
I sure will.
All right, we're going to go ahead and close the show and everything, so be good. Good night.
All right, my man.
Good night, America.
Good night.
Born to those who pledge their lives.